Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hum Day crew, and here's another one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Our next guest celebrates this combination in her life and in her music. Thank you very much for your time today, Rizzi Tiami.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Now, historically, the relationship between homosexuality and Christianity hasn't gone too harmoniously, but in your music, you join the two. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, you know, it hasn't been harmonious because of misconceptions and misinterpretation of the scripture. You know, when you look back to the Bible, historically it has been used to condemn blacks at one time. The Bible was interpreted in a way that suggested that slavery was correct when it in fact was not. Once upon a time, the Bible was used to oppress women. It was interpreted in a way that suggested women were, you know, subservient to men. They should be obedient to men. They should not speak in public. And there have been so many other atrocities done by the Bible being misinterpreted in the past. And now it is being done with the homosexual community. So in my music, I try to let people know that it simply is a mistake, just as it was a mistake those other times.
Rizzi, can I just say, good on you for taking a stance on such a religious and an ideal that's been in history for years. Congratulations for taking a stance. It takes a lot of guts to do that. Have you had any sort of negative feedback from this approach you've taken to music and associating Christianity with homosexuality?
Oh, yes, I have, yes. I mean, it starts from even within the family. I did grow up in a very fundamentalist Christian home. Both of my parents were pastors, so they were very fundamentalist people who were brought up to believe that homosexuality is a sin, a sickness, something you need to be delivered from. And when I came out to them, it really was a horrifying experience, one that led to me going for an exorcism at the church where they attempted to cast out the demon of homosexuality from me. Of course, you can't deliver me from something I'm not possessed from. But, you know, going back to even from the beginning, they have not been able to accept me completely as being a gay person, never mind a gay Christian. And when I sing this music, I am repeatedly told, even by my family, to be careful that I am not, you know, polluting the gospel. And many fundamentalists have stood against me as well. They write me on my website, telling me I'm wrong and, you know, I'm going to hell. They show up at gay pride festivals when I sing, like at Eugene, Oregon. I had a pride show there last year, I believe, and a group of protesters, religious activists, came there with their signs. Very disgusting signs, signs that do not reflect a Christian spirit. You know, all fags will go to hell, God hates gays, AIDS is the cure for homosexuality. Things that would actually make Jesus weep if he saw people who were supposed to be Christians, who were supposed to be representing him, you know, carrying and saying such things to each other. So I have had opponents. I've had many people from within the family and outside the family telling me, you know, to stop saying this message, stop giving this message to the LGBT community. But, you know, as a Christian, once you know the truth, you can't keep it to yourself. You have to share it with other people. I have researched this, and I have prayed about it, and I have been able to join other Christians, other reverends, to read the Bible in its historical context, in its cultural context. And when you interpret it that way, you see that it has nothing at all to do with homosexuality as we know it today.
And although you've had some backlash, there must have been a lot of support from other people that are trying to equilibrate their Christianity with their sexuality.
Oh, yes. I get a tremendous amount of emails and calls from people whose lives have been changed. And that's one of the reasons that I keep going in spite of all the oppositions. People who have struggled, you know, I've had people without mentioning names who have written me to say they struggled for you know, they're in their 40s now. They struggled for over 22 years with their spirituality and their sexuality. And this message brings them hope. This message gives them some peace to know that if they want to pursue Christianity as their spiritual avenue, that they indeed can do so. Many people who have felt suicidal feelings, you know, they've reached out to me to say this has helped them. And I even have a story myself, because of the rejection that I felt from my family and all the persecution and the difficulty of trying to be a Christian who, you know, was also gay. I had so many struggles that I ended up, for many years, turning my back from God and from, you know, religion, and going straight into cocaine addiction and, you know, just self-loathing and self-hatred. And eventually I had a suicide attempt myself. So I know how low we can sink with this conflict. It's a very real conflict. And there are statistics out there to show that, you know, teenagers and other adult gays are up to four times more likely to have suicidal tendencies and attempt suicide than their counterparts. So people like that have reached out to me, and it's awesome to, you know, hear that their lives are being touched and they're being changed in a positive way. And I have also received support from other clergy, some of whom are straight allies. They're not necessarily all gay clergy, but they are people who have also taken time to study the Bible and are part of the new movement towards really interpreting the Bible the right way and having the gospel of inclusion. You know, Jesus loves everyone and would never have condemned anybody.
Rizzy, with all of the challenges you've faced over the years, is your music, does it tend to be quite uplifting at times, or is it a mixture? What sort of genre or what type of music do you actually write and perform?
Yes, it is uplifting music. It's uplifting spiritual music to just, you know, elevate your soul. I have songs like, you know, It Makes Me Want to Dance, God's Love Makes Me Want to Dance, Blessed Be Our God, which are just praise songs, really happy, high-energy songs that are just praises to God and songs of, you know, reconciliation and of having a happy relationship with God. But also I have some songs on there, including the single Come Out, which are direct messages to the LGBT community. And, you know, I try through those lyrics to tell them that, you know, our opponents are wrong. They got it wrong. They misinterpreted the Bible. Everything you've heard about, you know, God hating you is wrong. And so there's songs like that that are very clear messages to the LGBT community to lift them up and give them hope as well, without necessarily being happy dance tunes. Those are more of a message that I'm translating.
Rizzy, we're actually going to have a listen to one of your tracks right now. It's called Come Out. Thank you very much for joining us on the Hump Day Crew this morning. Of course, if you'd like to find out more about Rizzy and her music, you can just go to rizzygospel.com. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Your hand, come out.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for listening to another one of our podcasts, and thank you for supporting the Hump Day Crew and Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.